4:17. Tuesday afternoon, so your coronavirus questions, you can send those to us, coronaquestions@knx1070.com. With us again, Dr. Michael Hertz, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hertz, good afternoon. More than half of California's residents are now in the yellow tier, and just about all of the state's coronavirus restrictions will end a week from today. Are you convinced we're out of this for good?
Well, you know, we all hope to be out of this for good one day, but I think it's a bit early to raise the flag. We, you know, obviously are in uncharted waters. I'm not a politician. I see myself as a captain of my ship. And when you're in uncharted waters, you have to navigate very carefully. And my job is to make sure that all of my patients, all of our loyal listeners, our radio family, arrive alive at our destination, which means that as we open up, we are going to start seeing more infections. I'm already seeing that. I saw 5 common colds for an entire year, and just yesterday I saw 5. So as we're getting together, playing together, praying together, eating together, working together, we are starting to see more infections. And I think the next thing that we could see with these variants is more infections if we're not careful. So we're not going to be the first at the destination, but our goal is to get everybody there alive. And so I think as we open up, I'm recommending that people hang back, keep COVID safe, be careful, maintain, you know, your high observation, maintain your objectivity in terms of what's at risk, and just don't be jumping back in until we let a little bit of time go by and see what happens with these infections.
Yeah, I mean, we benefit. It's us in Vermont, right, with the lowest transmission in the country right now. But we always have to remember, and we have all the way through this, right? We're not with a wall at the border. We're all connected via the 50 states, and then there's the rest of the world to worry about too, and we're all going to be moving around more.
Yes, and vaccines have made a big difference. Herd immunity has made a big difference, but we're dealing with variants. That is my concern. I've said that this next phase of the pandemic is all about catching variants and avoiding variants. And unfortunately, those variants, some of them can punch through immunity, making people sick. Hopefully, you're not going to get into a hospital bed but your own. But in the meantime, you could spread it, and we could still be in this pandemic. So to get out of this pandemic, we have to be careful and do more testing. The 3 most important things we have to do to get out of this pandemic: number 1, test; number 2, test; number 3, test more, find people who are asymptomatic and have the variants.
Now, Emma is a KNX listener. She's already worried about what comes next. She wants to know if we may have another pandemic as overwhelming and devastating as COVID.
Well, I certainly hope not. We typically have pandemics at least once a decade. You know, the last one, H1N1 in 2009, was, you know, a typical pandemic where, unfortunately, there is an increase uptick in death, you know, maybe 50, 60, 100,000 people, but not at these incredible levels. And remember that this is not COVID, that is not your typical virus. This is a Frankenvirus. This virus was clearly manipulated by Mother Nature or modern man. It has an unstable DNA, which means it mutates very rapidly. And that's sometimes good for us when it makes a bad copy. But unfortunately, it has made some more infectious and deadly copies, like our California variant, the New York variant, South Africa, Brazil, Indian variants. And unfortunately, because of that, we've had this devastation. And hopefully the next time we get a pandemic, and it will happen, it's not going to be a manipulated virus, and therefore one that our immune systems, our medicines, our doctors will be able to help us through much more expediently.
We learned so much about vaccines all the way through this, where we're at as opposed to where we were in the new technology. There was some talk about maybe trying like a nasal spray at some point. Has there been any development with that, either with COVID or with something else down the line? Because this could probably change things, what we've learned this go around for the future.
That's a really great and important question, because we always think of vaccines as shots in the arm. And when you take a vaccine in the arm, it gets into your bloodstream, and then your body develops antibodies and T-cell immunity. So we're hearing a lot about that. However, there's another part of your immune system that's actually more important in preventing infections, and that's the part of your immune system called IgA antibodies that line your respiratory system and your mouth. So when a COVID virus gets into your nose, if you had anti-COVID IgA antibodies, then that COVID would be surrounded, neutralized, and wouldn't even be able to cause an infection. So when you take a nasal spray as a vaccine, you get IgA antibodies that you don't get with a jab, but you still get the jab antibodies, IgM and IgG. So this would be a really great development if we can get a vaccine that's nasal spray. They're working on it right now because that will not only give you your typical antibodies from a jab, but also this IgA antibody, which is even more of a defensive shield at preventing you from ever even getting sick and therefore carrying it and passing it on to others.
Dr. Michael Hertz, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Dr. Hertz, thanks.